Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. And, of course, you guys all know the deal. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name, too. I hope you guys had a blessed week. This has just been a crazy, another wild week in the news cycle. The battle for freedom is on full force in our state legislatures right now and across the country things heating up at the border, beyond the border, and really it's a globalist / communist agenda against those who are trying to preserve liberty and freedom, our American heritage, and even trying to preserve and fighting for freedom elsewhere. We're watching Venezuela very closely. I'll be talking about that tomorrow night on the podcast and getting alerts from Alerts USA as far as developments concerning that. But I want to focus, because we have a limited amount of time here on Saturday mornings, I want to focus our efforts to the heart of the American Redoubt. I know for the last couple of weeks, we've been really focusing on Olympia right now because there's some very heated battles with the I-1639 and the repeal of that, the bills that have been put forward to separate the state and form a liberty state. But really, the gun issues have been a very hot topic, especially with the sheriffs and county commissioners now drawing a line saying we will not enforce this unconstitutional law. The showdown between them and the attorney general, who is saying you could be held liable, threatening them for not enforcing this law because it's the will of the people, he says, which is in conflict with, well, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. But I know a lot of listeners in Idaho, in the heart of the American Redoubt. You moved there because it's free. You moved from Illinois, from Colorado, from the west side of Washington or Oregon, from California. But Idaho is not without its battles. In fact, the left has specifically set its sights on Idaho because they know if they can take that down, the rest come down like dominoes. So we're going to focus on the developments and things that have been going on, some of the efforts that are being made there to preserve our heritage and Americanism right there. So let's jump east across the border into Idaho, and it's my pleasure to introduce to you, this is the first time we've had this particular state representative from Idaho on, but she is a patriot through and through, and I'll let her do a lot of the introductions about her background a little bit. But we are joined by Representative Christy Zito, and she's from District 23. She's a state legislator in session right now. This is her second term, and she's out of southern Idaho, Hammett. And I believe that's Owyhee County. Is that correct?
No, I'm Elmore County. I live in Elmore County, but Owyhee County, Elmore County, and part of Twin Falls County are in my legislative district.
Okay, that's
And thank you for having me on your show.
It's such a pleasure. I'm excited about some of the things you've got going on. And by the way, I don't want to go any further without making a note that you were designated as most admired person award for 2018 from Redoubt News. So congratulations on that as well.
Thank you. That was quite an unexpected honor. I'm still just speechless and honored and grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, there's quite a few listeners in that area. Particularly Owyhee County, they were like, that's our representative. What she's doing, that's ours. She's ours. So that's pretty exciting. Now, you've So let's talk about the bills that you've introduced. We've got a firearms bill, particularly.
Well, it's sitting in the chairman of state affairs. It's sitting on his desk. I've got an expanded constitutional carry bill that I thought we were going to have a hearing on, and then he called me yesterday and told me we were waiting a couple of days. I have a lobbyist reform bill that he has in his possession that I'm waiting for a hearing on. And I have a criminal immunity for stand your ground bill that the chairman of state affairs is holding on to and not getting a hearing on. So those are the things. I did daylight savings time. We get so many calls when we make the change in the spring. And so I promised people that in my district and in the state that I would run that bill. And we did a lot of work on it, did a lot of research, and went through committee with a full vote of the House State Affairs Committee. And today it just went down in flames on the floor of the House. So everybody gets to change their clock.
Oh, no. I was going to ask how that, because for those who don't know, we have listeners all across the country. A lot of people might not be aware that Idaho has two time zones split across the state horizontally. It's not even north to south. I mean, north and south line. It's a east and west running line, sort of. And so the northern Idaho is in the Pacific time zone. Southern Idaho is in the mountain time zone. And it really complicates things when you're trying to do business. You have to contact this office in Boise. Oh, they're closed. Well, it's only 4:02. Well, they closed 2 minutes ago because it's 5 there. And so... again, another effort to try to standardize that. And now, what exactly were you trying to do? Were you trying to make all of Idaho Mountain Time Zone or Pacific?
No, we actually drafted two bills. We had a bill that would make it so we didn't spring ahead, so we wouldn't have to fall back anymore. And that's the bill that was heard on the floor today. And then we also had a bill that would make it so that Northern Idaho would continue to change with Washington State because there's a lot of business that's done there. Mm-hmm. And then Southern Idaho would stay the same. And in my mind, one of the advantages of that bill would have been that Northern and Southern Idaho would have been on the same time for 8 months out of the year.
Right.
But then we got complaints from the people in Northern Idaho, a lot of people, that they didn't want daylight savings time either. The whole issue here is, there are a lot of health issues and safety issues and whatnot that come with moving the clock ahead in the spring and losing that hour of sleep. But so, we advanced the will of evidently some of the people, but not all of the people. And I've already gotten calls and emails. Will we try it again? So, maybe we can go to savings time. You have to go through the Federal Transportation Department, the USDOT. And there are some states that have done that, and they've been waiting a couple of years now to get approval. So that's something we can look into also.
Right. Okay. Well, good. Now, let's get on to a topic that I know several people are very interested in, because this is an interesting thing to watch. You have quite the dichotomy here. In the Northwest, in Washington State, there have pushed through I-1639 to make it unlawful for a 18, 19, or 20-year-old adult to purchase a firearm, to have a concealed weapons permit, to be able to essentially defend themselves until they're 21 years of age. And in Idaho, it's already several years ago, the legislature passed a bill that went into law, essentially recognizing or reinforcing the Constitution, and that is that you do not need a concealed weapons license to be able to carry concealed from 18 on up. Correct?
Well, we have to qualify that. You can carry concealed from 18 on up anywhere but in the city limits.
Correct, except for in the city limits. Okay, so
right.
What you're trying to do with this bill is expand that. So can you explain that?
Right, so this bill would make it so that 18 and up could carry concealed in the city limits. The original bill that we had drafted would also make it so that non-residents could carry concealed in the city limits.
Oh, that's right, because this constitutional carry, as the people like to call it, really only applies to Idaho citizens, correct?
In the city limits. Okay. Everywhere but in the city limits, they can. And the problem with that is there's a couple of different issues, a couple of things that we've looked at as we've thought about this and researched it and done the background and the homework. Number one, you can be driving down the freeway from, say, Hammett, where I, you know, where I live, to, let's say, you're going to go to Payette or wherever. So you're driving along the freeway, and how many times are you going to go in and out of the city limit?
Yes.
Even on the freeway?
Yeah.
You know, and you may not, you may say, well, you know, who's going to stop and check? Who's, you know, who really cares? But the point is that just by virtue of being on the freeway and not knowing for sure where the city limit boundaries are, you know, we're in essence making lawbreakers out of people who are not residents of the state of Idaho.
Right.
And then another scenario came up when we've, you know, been engaged in this. We had someone message us. They lived in Montana. They work in Montana, I believe it is. They work there, so they have to claim residency there for their income tax and stuff. But they own a home, a townhome, in Boise City. So because of the way the law is written, when they come into Boise City, they can't carry concealed in their own home, in a piece, well, in a piece of property that they own.
Wow. Yeah, I can see this. Well, it reminds me of this this Gun Control Act in the 1990s under the Clinton administration, making it unlawful to be within possession of a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school. And, you know, how many schools, how many times do you drive down a boulevard or a freeway not knowing that you're within 1,000 feet of a school up over the hill, and essentially creating criminals out of law-abiding citizens just because of their travel?
Right. Just, and simply because, you know, you're not going to really think as you travel where you need to go, you know, can I take my gun? Can I not take my gun? Because I'm going past the school, and then you're going past the within the 1,000 feet of the school, or, you know, for what, 4 or 5 seconds while you're on the road. So it just creates a lot of confusion. It could put people in a bad situation. And we want to preempt that because,
yes,
you know, the Constitution of the United States should not end at the borders of your state.
That's right.
We entered as states, we entered into this union, we entered into this contractual agreement with the other states that were already there, the original 13 states, that the Constitution would be the supreme law of the land, and that no laws in any state would be made that were not pursuant to that document.
Correct.
And here we are.
Yeah, trying to tap dance around, almost being pulled into playing by their rules to figure out how we can continue exercising God-given rights. And
exactly, and that's important. They are God-given rights. You know, the right to life, the right to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the Second Amendment ensures all of those other rights that were given.
Yeah, it certainly does. One of the things that I really struggled with when the constitutional carry law was passed, essentially what it did was it granted the right to carry without a permit, granted permission from the legislature, as opposed to recognizing that it's a God-given right from, you know, that it's the Constitution. It's we, the legislature, hereby now give you permission to carry without a concealed weapons permit. And so it wasn't constitutional carry. It was legislative authorized carry, essentially. You know, so but
essentially it is.
But we're, you know, we're making steps in the right direction. This is going to allow, you know, and most of us who have daughters that are 18, 19, or 20 years old, most of their activities are in cities. When they go to work at a restaurant, and they get off work at 11 o'clock at night, and they're going out to a dark restaurant, dark parking lot, or they're going to school classes, they're much more likely to need to defend themselves. So I applaud you for this, especially in light of the completely opposite end of the spectrum on the other side of the border with Washington. They're completely removing their ability to defend themselves until they're 21.
Right, right. And, you know, it can happen incrementally as well. We also, in Idaho, we have, we call it Marcy's Law, that passed through the Senate, State Affairs, and passed on the Senate floor here just recently, and we're watching for it to come over to the House side. And, you know, there is what we call red flag or backdoor possibility of gun control in there, because
yes,
this legislation would call for reasonable protection for victims of crime from the person who victimized them and or family members or associates. And so what is reasonable protection? Does that mean that, you know, someone's gun will be taken away from them for
right.
that? You know, and it happens in a lot of different ways, in a lot of really subtle ways, and you really have to be on your toes, because it seems like our state legislatures or whatever will get these subtle, very subtle gun control issues that people don't really maybe see as gun control until someone points it out. And then they can go full blast like they are in Washington State and say, hey, you know, this is, you went for it before, so now you've been, you know, you're softened. This is what we're going to do now.
Yes.
And really hit the gun control thing hard. So, you know, it's incremental at first, and then it emboldens those who are able to get this kind of stuff through, and then they just become blatant.
Absolutely. Well, I want to talk to you about that. There's a couple things when we come back from the break, I want to ask you about the red flag laws. There's a few things, if you could enlighten us to what activity, if any, is taking place right now with asset forfeiture, with the red flag laws, and what's the other one? I didn't write it down. Just
the abortion.
Oh, that is beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Yes, we have talked about that. So let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. We are with Representative Christy Zito from Idaho, from Boise right now. During session, they're going on right now as well. So I want to thank our sponsor for this segment, Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com, for all your custom holster and magazine carrier needs, made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Works.com. Stay right there. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be back in a moment.
Number three on our list of obligations is to understand socialism and all the cunning disguises in which it presents itself to the American people. Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist. This is a very vitally important need. Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communist simply because they did not look carefully before they joined some high-sounding venture or before they more or less blindly advocated some course of action.
And we are back with segment two of Radio Free Redoubt. Thank you guys all for listening out there. Live streaming outside the wire in occupied territory. And, of course, those of you across the free zones, welcome. And this segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites, right on the beautiful St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, for your weekend getaway. You need a place to stay. Check it out. Sleepy little town of St. Mary's. Awesome. Riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, we are with Representative Christy Zito, Idaho State Legislature, and she is giving us a rundown on what's going on the Idaho side, because we've been remiss and negligent in covering what's going on in Idaho, because there's a lot of stuff going on there as well. So, Christy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so there is some very exciting news about this. What a strong case in the fight for the unborn, the most vulnerable people in our country, and this abortion or counter-abortion bill. Basically, it's an anti-murder bill. So can you speak to that, and where is that in the process? Is that out of committee yet?
No. The sponsors of the bill, Representative Heather Scott and Representative John Green, were told today that they would not get a hearing on that bill.
Oh my goodness.
That can change, but the status on it right now is that they will not get a hearing on that bill. Now, what this bill does is, in Idaho code, if you were to murder or cause the death of a pregnant woman, you know, maliciously, you could be charged with two counts of homicide.
Right.
You could be charged with the murder of the mother, and you could be charged with the murder of the unborn child starting at the embryonic stage. So what this would do is this would line up all of these different places in Idaho Code and Constitution that if you participate in an abortion, then you would be guilty of murder, lining it up with Idaho Code. And, you know, it's interesting to note, and I don't know how many people have ever thought of this, but in the Idaho Constitution, it says that legislators will legislate temperance and morality. Okay, well, you can't legislate someone to be temperate, and you can't legislate someone to be moral.
Right.
So as a legislature, what happens is you legislate punishment for certain infractions of temperance and morality. And the abortion issue is the perfect issue. You know, if you shoot a pregnant woman, you're charged with two counts of murder.
Yes.
But someone can take the life of an unborn child. And
only,
so we're picking and choosing what it is we choose to decide that, you know, that we're going to call a crime. So we're legislating perceived or pick and choose morality.
Right. Yeah. And I just became aware of this a couple of weeks ago. The Idaho Code is very clear. Taking the life of an unborn child is murder. So what they didn't do, they did not legalize abortion. They created an exemption for being found guilty, convicted of murder if you have an abortion. So they made an exemption.
Right. Yeah.
And this is very, very interesting and beautifully, strategically done by those that are trying to preserve life. And they won't even give them a hearing. Did they give them an explanation why?
I wasn't there. I don't know. I heard through the grapevine, totally through the grapevine, that it's because it was too controversial.
This, oh, wow. I wonder if these guys, there must be some type of universal underground rhino Republican in name only training seminars going on because the exact same response was given to a couple of the, matter of fact, repealing I-1639. They approached these so-called conservative Republicans and said, will you sign on? I can't. Why? It's just too controversial. So in a completely different state, matter of fact, across the United States, we have Republicans that will not stand for the things that the people want them to, and their responses are almost universal. It's controversial. Where are they getting this
exactly
from?
I don't know, because controversial or not, as a legislator, your oath is to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of your state.
Right.
And
in the face,
you know,
of controversy.
That's your job. That's why you're there. That's your first and foremost responsibility, is to do that. And so I was just looking up the code. Idaho Code 3201 defines an unborn child as a person. A child conceived but not yet born is deemed to be an existing person so far as may be necessary for its interests in the event of a subsequent birth. And then just what you just said in 18-4001. However, an exemption exists that an abortion exempts that from being considered murder. And, you know, whether it's controversial or not, that's why we're there. We're there to protect and defend the right, the constitutional right to life and to liberty of every person, unborn or not. I'm like you. It's like, oh my gosh.
Well, I think we've failed if we allow these types of things to even take place in the first place without controversy. They should be the ones saying, we can't violate the Constitution. That's way too controversial. But they're not. And we don't stop them.
No.
Unbelievable.
No. And that's, you know, really, if you really, what you said, there's so much truth and wisdom in what you just said, because, you know, how did we allow it to happen to begin with? How did we get to that point that we're even looking at having to have the discussion today?
Yeah.
You know, how did we not protect and defend those smallest, those most innocent, those most incapable of taking care of themselves in that situation?
Absolutely.
And it's just really sad.
Well, I just God bless you for being in the fight, for doing the right thing, and not being afraid of being controversial, and everything that you do. We're out of time. So if you could, for our Idaho listeners or anybody, you're posting these issues and updates and things regularly on your Facebook page, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes,
super. So if you can put the information out where people can go to learn more about these issues and these, I'm sure if you have a newsletter that people can sign up for to stay up on the latest updates about what's going on in the Idaho legislature, that'd be great.
Okay. I can put all of that information is available on, I just run a private, not private, but it's just Christy Zitto is my, how you find me on Facebook. I have a legislative page and I have a Christy M. Zitto that's campaign page. But most of what I do is just on my Christy Zitto page on Facebook, and my phone number and stuff's readily available. My government email is out there. So, you know, contact me with your thoughts and your concerns, and you know, we just need to stay in the fray. We're all in this together.
Amen.
It's important that we work together. And another time when I, you know, if you would have me back, I would like to share with you some things we're seeing at our state capitol that are just amazing as far as participation from just the citizens in our state.
Good. We need that. We need to hear that. I'd love to have you back on in the next couple of weeks and get another Boise update from you, if you wouldn't mind.
Not a problem. You just let me know and I'll be there.
Will do. All right. Representative Christy Zitto, thank you so much for being with us. Godspeed to you, and keep up the fight.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless all of you.
All right, folks, that's a wrap. This is Radio Free Redoubt. We are out of time. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at radiofreeredoubt.com, and share the podcast with your friends. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and this is the voice of the American Redoubt.